The commission will spend $12 million on what it determines through a competitive process are the best devices, drugs, medical products, tests, or other ideas to combat the opioid crisis that are already in development but need some more funding to get them to market. And Norm Shagnon with the Ohio Development Services Agency says it'll also spend $8 million on a challenge to bring in new ideas.
As a result of collecting those ideas, we are going to formulate specific challenges from that input, driving towards actual technical solutions to those.
The challenge will be competitive as well, with the best proposals also receiving small financial awards. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.